You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan here with you. And I am joined by Jade Walsh from the Russian Club of Jackson Hole and Eric Midgley from Dancers Workshop. And we are here today to talk about the screening of The Nutcracker happening this Sunday, November 26th, 3 p.m. at the Center for the Arts. Thanks for joining me, you two.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Eric, I'm going to turn to you, or actually, Jade, maybe you'll take a crack at this as well. But I was wondering if we could talk about just the story of The Nutcracker.
Well, it's a traditional production of the one we're screening, and it's so that's set in the Christmas time, and there's a party at Clara's house, and it's a Christmas party, and her brother Fritz is jealous because her godfather Drosselmeyer brings a doll that he gifts to Clara, and Fritz is jealous, and the doll ends up being broken. And then they go to bed, and when she comes down in the middle of the night to check on her broken doll, everything comes to life. The tree grows, or she shrinks, depending on your point of view. And the soldiers come to life, and the Nutcracker battles the Mouse King, and the soldiers battle the mice. And then she has to save him because he is wounded by the Rat King. And so she ends up saving him, and he comes to life. Now he's a real boy, and they travel through the Kingdom of Snow and on to the second act, which is hosted by the Sugar Plum Fairy in the Land of the Sweets.
That was always my favorite act. So, Jade, you were telling me that the story of the Nutcracker is taken from a German fairy tale?
Yes. The fairy tale is by E.T.A. Hoffmann, and it was called The Nutcracker and the Mouse King. And that was the impetus for Tchaikovsky to write the music and the ballet. And just a point of interest maybe to your listeners, it was not well received by the audience when it first came out. It was performed in 1892, and the critics said, the first act is all story and no dance, and the second act is all dance and no story. And it was the first time that children had actually been used in a public ballet, and people were horrified at that. So it didn't get a lot of popular support until much later, when it became, as we all know, a big holiday, mostly fundraiser, actually, for many North American ballet companies. Anyway, that's the detail stuff.
Do you always think it's a shame when art isn't appreciated until years and years after?
I do. And you know, another thing that viewers who come to watch this are going to get to enjoy is the concertmaster at the Mariinsky, Gergiev, will be playing the two overtures, and it's a great opportunity for people to appreciate one of the great concertmasters of Russia today.
And it's in such a nice theater, especially, you know, movies there are just so crystal clear.
Yes, yes.
If you're just joining us, I am here with Jade Walsh from the Russian Club of Jackson Hole and Eric Midgley from Dancers Workshop. And we're talking about a screening of The Nutcracker happening here at the Center for the Arts on November 26th. That's a Sunday, 3 p.m. What is the screening of The Nutcracker? Where is this coming from? Where was it recorded?
This is the Mariinsky Theater production in St. Petersburg, Russia. And this particular production was in 2012.
I believe so.
Yeah. But the original production was done in 1892 at the Mariinsky Theater.
Now, Jade, you're with the Russian Club of Jackson Hole, and this screening is a partnership between the Russian Club of Jackson Hole and Dancers Workshop. What brought the two organizations together?
We like to collaborate with other nonprofits because our mission is to share Russian culture with the people of Teton County. And so DW has just been a wonderful regular partner for us in that respect.
What else does the Russian Club of Jackson Hole have coming up this winter?
We are going to be collaborating with Off Square Theater Company in March to do a Chekhov festival. At the moment, we're calling it Chekhov Unchecked. It'll be March 8th through the 11th.
And now, Eric, you work with Dancers Workshop. Krista tells me you're the ballet master.
Yes, I'm ballet master and school director at Dancers Workshop, so that means I decide on all the curriculum and teach torture children with ballet every day.
What's your background with ballet?
I started out as actually a Ukrainian folk dancer when I was younger, and I ended up starting to take ballet to get better at other forms of dance, and I didn't start ballet till relatively late for a professional. I started when I was 15. And then I was lucky to dance until I was about 40, which is late for a classical dancer. And I continued a little longer after that, after the classical, into more contemporary work. But yeah, I was fortunate. And I actually was trained by in the Vaganova style, which is the school that feeds the Mariinsky Theater, and but in Canada at the Royal Winnipeg Ballet.
Yeah, and I was told that, you know, in years past, Dancers Workshop will sometimes bring in other groups to perform the Nutcracker, and then Dancers Workshop will be integrated in that performance. But this year, Dancers Workshop has their own original production for their winter performance. What is that one?
Right, we're performing Alice, and that is December 8, 9, 10. And it's an original production, all students, plus a cameo appearance by our resident contemporary company, Contemporary Dance Wyoming, and a variety of faculty and some appearances by even some of our office staff. But it's primarily a student production. All the main roles and pretty much our whole school is involved in that production. So it's been rehearsing for a long time, and we're ready to show it to Jackson.
But starting off with the screening of the Nutcracker, which is always kind of just the beginning of the holiday season in my perspective.
Yes, yes, for sure.
All right. Well, thank you so much for you two to coming into the studio today. Be looking out for the screening of the Nutcracker this Sunday at the Center for the Arts at 3 p.m.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You are tuned in to your community radio station, 89.1 KHOL, Jackson.